بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Allah Almighty said, He is the cleaver of daybreak and has made the night for rest and the sun and moon for calculation. That is the determination of the exalted in might, the knowing. And Allah Almighty said, Do you not see that Allah causes the night to enter the day and causes the day to enter the night and has subjected the sun and the moon, each running its course for a specified term? The moon is a magnificent creation among Allah's creation. The moon leaves an impression upon the hearts and possesses a radiance and light that illuminates life. It is also one of the manifest signs of Allah Almighty. He Almighty mentioned it in His noble book 27 times, took an oath by it in 3 separate verses of His noble book. An entire surah has been named after it. It exemplifies splendor and beauty throughout all ages and across all cultures. Its radiance and cyclical nature has captivated people. Moreover, it has some of the same characteristics as a human's development. Just as a person begins as a newborn and continues to grow until reaching full maturity, so too does the moon progress until it completes its cycle. Thereafter, it follows Allah's decree by diminishing after its perfection, just as decline follows a peak of prominence. The moon is exalted above other celestial bodies, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted on several occasions. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, like the superiority of the full moon over all the stars. And how much is the moon greatly missed on a dark night? The moon reminds us of the radiant faces that look to their Lord on the day of resurrection. Narrated by Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali, may Allah be pleased with him. We were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he looked at the moon on the night that it was full. He then said, You will see your Lord just as you see this moon. Do not be distressed by its appearance. And if you are able, do not allow any prayer to be delayed before the rising of the sun or before its setting. So do that. Then he recited, And exalt him with praise of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting. How wondrous is Allah's creation! He has abundantly embedded lessons and insights within this creation. If a person were to truly perceive its impact, appreciate its value, and unravel its secrets, they would be guided to an increased knowledge of their Lord and an increased appreciation of His due measure. Consider how Allah the Exalted swore by it when He said, No, by the moon. And He Almighty also said, And by the moon when it follows it. And He Almighty said, And by the moon when it becomes full. Verily, Allah Almighty does not swear except by something great. And He, glory be to Him, can swear by whatever He wishes of His creation. But people do not have the right to take an oath except by Allah. Whoever swears by something other than Allah has either disbelieved or associated partners with Him, as was authentically reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, Allah the Exalted has ordained specific times for acts of worship, both in terms of time and place. The moon plays a significant role in determining these times. For example, the time for Hajj is fixed. Allah Almighty said, Hajj is during well-known months. Likewise, fasting is determined by the sighting of the moon. Allah Almighty said, So whoever sights the crescent of the month, let him fast it. And other times of the year that are linked to the crescent moon and the phases of the moon are such as Zakat, the prescribed waiting period, the Iddah, and the bright days, that is the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the lunar month, among others. The lunar calendar is one of the favors that Allah Almighty bestowed upon the Muslim community, and it is a distinct characteristic of it. Previous communities used a solar calendar, which is longer than the lunar calendar by 11 days, to determine their years and religious occasions. This is reflected in Allah's statement, and they remained in their cave for 300 years and exceeded by 9. That is, 300 years by a solar calculation and 309 by lunar calculation. Indeed, the pre-Islamic Arabs determined their times by the moon, a tradition that Islam accepted and directed. The moon is also among Allah's signs by which He Almighty awes His servants with its eclipse in this world and its eclipse in the hereafter. as Allah the Exalted declares. So when vision is dazzled and the moon darkens and the sun and the moon are joined, man will say on that day, where is the place of escape? No, there is no refuge to your Lord. The day is the place of permanence. And Allah Almighty said, this is the creation of Allah, so show me that what those other than Him have created. Therefore, it is a great blunder to underestimate the moon and an error to set times and date by something else. It is also a mistake to raise children to become attached to drawings, whether still or moving, that portray the moon with two eyes, a nose, and the like, or depict it as laughing or crying. The moon is a sign among Allah's signs. It is not permissible to undermine or belittle it. Rather, it is for reflection and for sensing the greatness of Allah and appreciating the extent of His ability and wisdom. For Allah the Exalted says, He has subjected the sun and the moon, each running its course for a specified term. He arranges each matter, He details the signs, that you may of the meeting with your Lord be certain. And Allah Almighty said, And of His signs are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun or to the moon, but prostrate to Allah who created them, if it should be Him that you worship. In ancient as well as modern times, some communities and people have had false beliefs about the moon, which led them to deviate from the purpose for which Allah created it. Some even thought that an eclipse occurs because of the death or life of someone. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refuted this in the narrative of the eclipse when some people thought that the sun was eclipsed due to the death of his son Ibrahim. Some among us may be astonished to learn that contemporary psychological studies have fostered the false notion that the moon influences a person's mood and that crimes increase when it's full. It is even more astonishing that some Muslims are deceived by this and manipulate religious texts, linking the wisdom of fasting on the bright days with a full moon's effect on humans. We seek refuge in Allah from that. Allah Almighty said, We have not heard of this in the latest religion. This is not but a fabrication. And the moon is but one of Allah's creations that prostrates to Him, Almighty, just as the children of Adam prostrate. Allah Almighty said, Do you not see that to Allah prostrates whatever is in the heavens and whoever is on the earth, and the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, and the trees, the moving creatures, and many of the people. But upon many the punishment has been justified. And he whom Allah humiliates, for him there is no bestower of honor. Indeed, Allah does what He wills. Many scholars of Quran have mentioned that some of the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the crescent. It appears in its early phase in a delicate thin form, then increases in size until it becomes full and round, and then it begins to wane until it returns to its initial state. Thereupon, Allah Almighty revealed, They ask you about the crescent moons. Say, they are measurements of time for the people and for Hajj. We pause upon this narrative because some have claimed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was evasive in providing details about the crescent's emergence and formation, attributing this to his being unlettered, that is, neither reading or writing. They asserted that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam only mentioned that it serves as a measurement of time. What is even more astonishing is that there are those who claim that the divinely prescribed moon sighting is incompatible with astronomical computations. They falsely assert that the sighting is mere conjecture and deficient in light of modern methods that they claim are precise and accurate. The response to this is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not incapable of providing details despite being unlettered. Rather, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation and informed of matters far greater than this. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the seven heavens and the prophets within them in their narrative of the night journey and described the Masjid al-Aqsa as it was. His sallallahu alaihi wasallam's response was concise, tailored to the mission of his community and their need for clear guidance in worship and acts of obedience. This reply indicated the practical importance of the lunar phases rather than theory. Because of this, the response was that they are measurements of time for the people and for Hajj. This response is what benefits them. Whoever claims that his Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's answer contradicts what is in astronomy has greatly slandered Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Book of Allah the Exalted is far greater than a work of astronomy, chemistry, or physics, as some enthusiasts try to limit their efforts to. They lose sight of it being a guidance, light, and a source of success. Perhaps because of that, they fall into three pitfalls. The first pitfall stems from faulty thinking that convinces some that science holds a higher status than the Quran and that the Quran is subordinate to it. Indeed, this is a major travesty. The second pitfall is a misunderstanding of the nature and message of the Quran and failing to realize the finality of its truth beyond alternation or scrutiny, for its speaker is the one who is knowledgeable of everything in the heavens and the earth. The third pitfall is making arbitrary interpretations of the Quran and explaining its verses using new data and theories, which might later be disproven by subsequent findings. This, however, does not mean that one should not benefit from modern scientific developments to broaden the understanding of the verses and demonstrate their miraculous nature, as long as they are subordinate to the Quran and not the opposite. May Allah Almighty make us among those who reflect upon His signs, contemplate upon the greatness of Allah, and appreciate the extent of His ability and wisdom. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.